All right, and the Kindle. We are ready for NTI Acts chapter 27. And for me, that actually begins at the top of page 257. Where is it in the book? 257. Okay, good. All right, here we go. Following this path with me will seem to lead you to many places and many stops along the way. Each place and each stop serves a purpose. It is to increase your willingness to follow me. If why are you laughing? Did you hear a joke in that?
Well, it's just what we've been talking about. I'm talking, oh, poor victim me. And I have to keep reminding myself of that exact paragraph.
Yes,
so,
yes.
What's happening is exactly
it's what's exactly right here. What you need right now. Absolutely. If you are to exit the script that is the world and join with me as a true teacher of the Son of God, you must be willing to follow me in all things. You must be willing to listen to only me, and so you will be led to circumstances and lessons that will be used to increase your faith and trust and reliability on me. So, you know, it's very interesting. Like I said, last year I had that year of silence where, you know, I spent hours each day, you know, easily till noon, just being in contemplation and, you know, in my pajamas. And it was a very, very good year. I mean, my seeing, my understanding definitely increased in that year. And now all of a sudden I'm jerked out of that. And I'm thrown into the busiest year I've had since, well, probably since 2003, to be honest. The busiest year I've had since 2003. So, well, you know, I do have the ability now also to hear the story ego's about to give me, but to dismiss it before it gets going. But, like, I can tell you where ego was going to go if I was going to listen, because I hear the first sentence. So, like, one of the stories where ego wanted to go this year was that busyness is less spiritual, right? I'm not going to wake up now because I'm busy and I'm not sitting in my chair contemplating. Contemplation is necessary in order to wake up. But you know what? That's all ego. That's all ego. If I am truly trusting Spirit, then I'm going to trust that Spirit is giving me everything I need. If it's a year of silence this year, I need a year of silence. If it's the year of the most busyness I've experienced in 10 years, right? 2003, 2013, then I need the most busyness I've experienced in 10 years. Everything is a gift. And my job is, in a way, not to see a difference. No difference between the year of silence and the year of increased busyness, because they have the same purpose, right? Yeah. So, verses 13 to 26. Oh, by the way, last year when I went into my year of silence, that's when people were moving here. Like Tom moved here and Ruby moved here and Jill moved here and Kathy moved here. And you know what my ego had to say about that? They're all going to be so disappointed because they all moved here for you and you're locked up in your house not spending any time. So see, the ego always, now this year it's like, oh, but you need the silence. You know, the ego complains about everything, right? Yeah. All right, verses 13 to 26. Each circumstance is an opportunity to learn if you will only give your ear to me. No opportunity is lost, as I am always willing to love you and teach you. It is only this that you must remember, and then you can always decide. In each circumstance and every situation along the way to me, I am there with you, offering help and guidance. Never am I not there. Never can you make a mistake that will drive me away. But it is also true that you can only hear my word and accept my help if you are willing to see that the answer to all things is me. If you choose to limit the circumstances in which I may help, my help is limited. If you choose to solve your problems on your own, my answer remains unheard. Always I am with you, able to help. Always, without exception, I am there. But you must be willing to know me and accept me in order to receive me as yours. So, you know, the way that I experience this, for example, is it's what I call, you know, because this is the way it feels for me. It's the head and the intuition, which I point at my gut, even though, you know, I also associate it with the heart. I point at my gut whenever I talk about intuition. It's really kind of both, I think, honestly, for me. But, you know, like if I'm in a business meeting now, my head is going to say, it's supposed to be this way, this way, and this way, and boom. You know, if I listen to my head, boom, I'm in there saying, it's supposed to be this way, and this way, right? This is the way we're supposed to be. But if I take the time to listen to my heart has a totally different interpretation. You know, my heart, my gut may first point out, notice what your head is saying. Notice how you want to get in there. Notice it. That's it. Notice it. Notice how you want to respond to this now. And then whatever guidance is appropriate. You know, and that I can't predict because each situation is unique. I may still be guided to say what I was going to say, but the force behind it is different now, right? It's not coming from the egotistical place. Now it's coming from a different place, even if it's the same thing. I may be guided not to say anything. I find that oftentimes when there's a desire in me for things to go a certain way, even if I really feel that I'm right, which of course we usually do, that oftentimes my guidance is, don't do anything. Don't try to control and manipulate these people to get your way. If you are right, and if it's supposed to be that way, they'll find their own way there. Right? So it's most important for you now is to stay out of it. You know, so I get all kinds of guidance from Spirit. And, you know, it's a matter of learning to listen to Spirit in all situations. I think that what we have no idea about until we become better at observing is how often we take control. How often we think we have to solve this. We have to figure this out. We have to make it happen the right way. And if it isn't for me, the whole world is going to collapse. You know, it's almost how the ego acts.
And how dare they expect me to
do this? Yes, Dave.
There's a line in the Course that says, don't hold us past the hope of healing.
Yes.
And if you... We do that a lot, actually. You know, it depends. We think we have to be comfortable holding on to it ourselves, but it's much more comfortable to surrender it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just speak the way I understand it. This may not be true for you, I don't know. But when you stop holding this thing that you're uncomfortable with past the hope of being healed, and just once you release it, it's just like your heart just...
Yeah.
Size, you know.
Well, I find that, you know, if there's anything consistent in my guidance, again, the action may be different, but if there's anything that's consistent in my guidance, it is literally to become less and less and less Regina. So, you know, so less Regina opinion, less Regina control, less Regina attachment, you know, just less and less and less. And you're right, even in healing, you know, I think sometimes we don't realize how much me is in there. The more less that we can be, the better. I would say that's a consistency, less. Always aiming for less. And sometimes people ask me about how you know the difference between ego and Holy Spirit. And there are really a lot of ways to know the difference, but that's probably one of the ways. Ego is never encouraging you to be less. I can't remember once ego encouraging me to be less. Ever. You know? I'm more smarter or more dumber. Either way, I'm more. Right? But Spirit's the one that's always encouraging us in some way to be less. Yeah. Does that make sense, Dave? I see you frowning, I think.
Well, sort of. I guess if you look at the surrender concept that I was talking about as a letting go of yourself,
mm-hmm.
Then yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So So it may be a letting go of control. What's the opposite of surrender? Is some type of holding on or control.
Right.
And when you let go of control, you've just become less.
And it feels better.
And it feels better. Yeah. All right, verses 27 to 32. When you are ready to give up your trust in yourself, you are ready to accept your trust in me. When you have seen that your answers do not lead to peace, you are ready to accept peace through me. Trust does not come from suspense and anxiety. You must be willing to give those to me. Suspense and anxiety say you cannot trust. There is no peace to be found in them. I really wish I could remember the exact story that was going on in my life when this was written, because lots of times NTI was interpreted the way it was interpreted because of the lesson I needed to hear that day, to be honest. It's a very personal book, and I think A Course in Miracles is too. I think it's a very personal book, actually. What I do remember is that this thought had never occurred to me until this moment. I don't remember the story, but I remember thinking that I had to worry my way out of it. You know? Like if I didn't worry enough, I'd never get out of this, whatever it was. And it never occurred to me that worry was the problem. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm holding it past the book.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. Okay, yeah. So this sentence, suspense and anxiety say you cannot trust. I mean, I hadn't even realized that worry was the opposite of trust. It sounds so elementary now.
And you're trusting worry.
Yeah, and you're trusting worry.
Yeah.
That's right. So if you're trusting worry, you don't really recognize that worry is the opposite of trust. So what I do remember is this is the first time I realized that. Up until this moment, that had never hit me. When you are tempted to be afraid or tempted to worry, you must remember me. Remember that fear, suspense, anxiety, and worry are the expressions of the belief that you are alone and without me. Then be willing to see that deep within your heart, at the very depth of your soul, you know you are not alone. You know that the fear of being alone, abandoned, and helpless is an illusion that cannot be true. So, of course, here he's asking me to go deep within myself. And the reason he's asking me to go deep within myself is because that idea that I wasn't alone wasn't a conscious thought with me all the time, right? But if I went deep enough inside myself, I would find it. And not only when I found it, there was no doubt in it, right? When I finally found it, it was something that I knew, which is why no is italics here, because then you know that you're not alone and you're never alone. It is from this knowledge, this inner awareness that will not go away, that you will find the willingness to put fear and anxiety aside. Get quiet with me. Go to your stillness. Settle within that place that knows. It is here that you will find your nourishment to carry you forward with me. In the stillness, you find trust. In the stillness, you know me. So in my personal case, last year then was a year of increased silence. And I spent lots of time in that place, right? That place of knowing. And now what seems to have happened after that year is that that place of knowing is what I would call more conscious. I don't have to go sit in my chair and get still to know it anymore. Where before I kind of did, right? Now, the knowing is there whenever I turn my attention to it. I can still turn my attention away from it. But I can turn my attention to it right in the midst of the harriedness, right? All I have to do is turn my attention to it because it has become more conscious. But at this point, it was not more conscious. And so Spirit was saying, take this time. You know, do this. You need to do this. This is an exercise. You need to sit in your chair. You need to be still in the way that you're still. We all have different ways of being still. For me, it's contemplation. There's always a book involved. But you need to sit in your chair and you need to be still, because you need that now. You need to go to that place of stillness, that place where you feel sure, where you feel secure, in order to get you through the other times when you aren't as aware of it, right? That's your nourishment. That's your daily bread.
I just want to say, I think that's an important point, that the stillness comes first. You know, to establish a foundation, you know, to go from, I don't know where you were the year before, but to go right into a year of busyness from where you were before, you might not have felt...
It wouldn't have been the same.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been the same. You know, so, you know, for me it's always... You know, the desire is to, no matter what's going on around me, it's to know that everything's fine. And, you know, that of course, that includes activity. And as she's put it in the on the website, full throttle activity.
Yeah.
Right? And to be able to be serene in, while full throttle activity is going on, that's the ultimate.
Yes, I agree. It's the ultimate.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be serene when you're sitting in a chair with the best book in the world, the best, you know, spiritual book in the world.
Yeah, because a lot of times what happens is I look forward to getting through with whatever the hell I'm doing, so I can get back to that chair.
Yeah.
And,
that,
and just contemplate, you know. So it's nice to be able to take it, you know.
Well, and I was saying to Danielle tonight, because of course I am, like I said, I am incredibly busy by comparison. It's outrageous. And I was saying to Danielle tonight, I said, well, you know, Jesus' 3 years of ministry was probably busy.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if his ministry was anything like it's written in the Bible, he had hundreds of people coming to him all the time wanting to be healed. You know, so his silence ended too. And he had to take his peace into full throttle busyness as well. Right? Yeah. He didn't just get to sit around under a tree until he woke up. He had some work to do. Verses 39 to 44. It is also useful to remember, when you cannot seem to be still, that the drama that seems to occupy is only a script in the mind. By watching it unfold and trusting in the power behind it, you will find the peace in the chaos. You will know the joy, and in this way, you can be helpful to those who do not seem to know. Through inner calmness on the seas of a storm, you provide a means of listening to me. By trusting and remaining open to the power beyond the script, you help the script and the actors to play along with me. So, this is important to me right now, because again, as we are building this organization, one of the things that we have to determine is our governance. And it seems to me that building a governance that involves a number of people instead of just, you know, one head person, you know, building a governance that involves a group of people will involve things like discussions. It will involve ego getting in there sometimes. It will involve people's opinions and people's attachments. But what I find in me is that I trust the power behind all of that. In other words, I'm not at all concerned that people's ego getting in the story, people's opinions and attachments getting in the story, can mess it up. Right? And that's what I feel this paragraph is talking about. Trust it, whatever it is. Trust the power that's behind it. That same power that ordered honey mustard on my steak salad. And by the way, the honey mustard was better than the ranch would have been. I want to make that point. Okay, it made it taste like a steak sandwich without the bread.
Exactly.
But it was perfect. It was. Now we know who God is. At least our culinary God over here, Dan. He's the one who did it, yeah. But the same power that without my knowledge, made my mouth say honey mustard when I wanted to say ranch, right? That same power can take a team of people, even if egos are flaring everywhere, and still lead them in the right direction. Okay? In other words, it's an incredible power. the belief that the ego could mess it up is having more belief in the individual than the whole, or the oneness, or God, or whatever you want to call it. So that's what this paragraph is saying. It's saying when you're out there in what appears to be the chaos, and again, at least some of us are there this year, right? Mm-hmm. Trust the power behind it. Remember it's a play, and watch. And that, to me, is excellent advice. And if you trust the power behind it, then you won't have to control. You know, you'll still play your role, but you won't have to control. So we did go a little later, so we don't necessarily have time for the silence that we normally take, because we had a lot of discussion, meaningful discussion in the beginning. But we do still need an assignment. So as we look at 27, this is talking about, it's really talking about learning to listen to spirit or trust spirit under all circumstances. So I think that should be our assignment. I know that at least some of us in the room, if not all of us, actually, you know, Stacy mentioned something difficult that happened last night, right? I mean, so she has stuff. I know you guys have stuff, because you have the same stuff I have. I know Dave has stuff. Priscilla has stuff, right? Dan, do you have stuff right now?
Yeah, no shortage of stuff.
Danielle, have you got stuff? Okay, so we all have stuff. None of us are just sitting under a tree having peace right now, right? Okay, so while we're in our stuff, while our stuff, while the shit is hitting the fan in whatever way it hits for us right now, because we all have it hitting. I like that hippo. You show them the hippo video when I'm done. That was great. So I like the hippo. Okay, so while the shit is hitting the fan, trust that the power behind it knows what it's doing. Okay, you don't have to understand. To you, it may look like everything is going wrong right now, right? But trust that the power behind it is there, and it's moving things in a loving way to the outcome or conclusion that needs to occur, that is most helpful for awakening of all. Now, where some people mess up with this type of assignment is they try to intellectually understand it. I'm not asking you to understand it. I'm only asking you to trust it. So even if everything looks wrong to you, trust that the power behind it knows what it's doing. Okay? All right, so I will stop the recording.